Dan in Missouri, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
I have a back porch that I turned into a salon and for my wife, and it was never insulated out there, and I've insulated the walls and ceiling, and I need a way to insulate the floors. And what it is, it's about a foot off the ground at the front of it and maybe a foot and a half at the back of it. And there's not really a good way to crawl under there and try to insulate. I was wondering the best way to try to insulate that to keep the pipes from freezing.
Yeah, that's going to be difficult because you have no access to that space. I mean, in a perfect world, you'd be able to get under there and push some fiberglass bats underneath the floor, but you can't do that. Now, what kind of flooring is down from the top side? Is there any way you can remove that floor and insulate and then reinstall it?
No, not without great difficulties. It's got old 2x6 flooring with sheeting on top of that, and then I've got a laminate-type flooring on top of that.
So the flooring is finished too, correct?
Yes.
I don't have a good solution for you because you have no access to that space.
Very, very little access around the edges. I mean, I can get to the edges and insulate around the outside, but I wouldn't even know.
If you could get creative and get those insulation bats up and, you know, pressed up under that floor, you know, that's going to help, but it's very difficult. You know, one thing you could also consider doing is spray foam insulation. A spray foam pro might be able to get the tools back down to the nooks and crannies of that floor space to be able to foam it and sort of work their way out. Spray foam, you spray it and it expands. There's a very significant expansion ratio of maybe 100 to 1 or so. So they put a thin coating on the other side of the floor, it will like fill up to like 8 inches or 10 inches thick. So that's a possibility, but again, it's tricky.
And I ran plumbing and water, so I need to somehow.
Well, if you ran the plumbing and the water, why didn't you insulate the pipes at the same time?
Well, I was planning on, I thought there'd be a way to insulate around the outside of it or insulate. I ran everything through a window through the basement to get out there, so I've got airflow through my basement. So if I could somehow insulate around the edges, I think it might keep it enough to.
Right. You might want to dig out some of that crawl space, you know, create kind of like a Yankee basement there. Not enough to do anything more than crawl in there, but you may need to lower some of it to get access to that space and do everything that you need to do. That's a problem when you convert spaces like that. You know, they were never intended to be a living space when they were first constructed. So they're very challenging to work around, just like you're experiencing.
Yeah, I'm finding that out. All right, thank you.
All right, good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.